The way I was kidnapped was when I was from school on my way back home, and I met the LRA along the way. When we just left school, we were about five children. Only three of us were abducted because they only wanted very young children. They did not want any kids above the age of 15 years. They didn't tell me why they were taking me. They just told me on the very first day that they were taking me to Kampala.
Did you try and escape, or did you try and get a message to your parents?
No, there
was no way for me to pass the communication to my parents. But on the second night of the abduction, I observed them kill another abducted child who had attempted to escape. So that scared me so much that I had to just let go of the issue of escaping.
Can you tell me about the first time you met Joseph Kony?
The first time I met Kony, I didn't even know that he's actually the one. I was only 12 years old. When we reached Sudan, the moment I turned 14 years, that was the point he turned me into his wife.
Do you mean that he forced you to have sex with him?
Yes, he forced me to have sex with him.
And how many years did that continue for?
I spent 11 and a half years with him.
You had some children with Kony, is that right?
It is true. I had children with him. I returned with two children, but the third child, the child disappeared in a battle. There was a big battle that was happening. In my mind, I think that maybe the child was captured.
You're 33 now. You've been through a terrible ordeal. What's your motivation in life?
Thank you very much for that question. Even if I have gone through all this suffering, for as long as I still live, for as long as I still have my legs, I can walk, I can see, I can still do great things to bring about change in this world. I can also continue to advocate on behalf of women who have experienced the war like myself so that they can find closure, they can find change in their lives.